was here. I don't know. Shelley's. Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam. Perek Chaf Ches Hilcha Shabbos Halacha Yud Aleph, Chapter 28, Law 11. In the Mosnaim text, we're on page 308, 309. Okay. The next.
But this is a tough one.
Okay. The first halacha is easy, but the next four are murder. Like not that it's hard. It's just I can't figure out the case. So maybe you guys will help me. And the schuss of us together, you guys will help me, we'll get it. Okay, so the topic now for the rest of the chapter is how to measure the Tchum Shabbos. We said you have 2,000 Amos from the outskirts of cities. So how do you measure it? And let's talk about other issues. What do you do if the land is not level? There's a mountain. Right next to the city is a mountain, or there's the opposite, a valley, or a crevice, the Grand Canyon, whatever. I'm just saying, you know, there's drops.
So is it actually predominant distance?
How do you measure it? Those are all the issues that are going to, there's a wall. So these are all the issues.
Vertical,
so, I'm not going to like break our heads. Either we get it or we don't, and we're just moving ahead because, we've got, it's not worth it. I mean, so, Yud Aleph. But this one's the easy one. The only tool you can use, the only instrument you can use to measure these 2,000 amas is a rope that is perfectly 50 amas long. Now, where did they get this from? Because we just had in the last couple of parshas, when it talks about the lengths in the Mishkan, it says the length of the courtyard is 100 amas, and it's wide 50 amas by 50 amas. So you see that all these measurements, these big ones, are always like by 50s. So they would get these tools that would be denominations of 50. So you see that 50 amas, and we'll see why in a minute, 50 amas is the optimal amount, so that's about a 75 to 100 foot rope. And you just stretch it out, and that's how you measure the distance. Now, lo pachos, not less than 50 amas. Lo yasser, not more than 50 amas. If it's less, then there's a tendency to want to stretch it a little bit. If it's more, it will sag. So therefore, 50 is the right amount. And what kind of a rope? Ubechevel shel pishtin. It should be a rope made out of flax, because that doesn't stretch too much. Kidesh lo yimashich yosem edai, it doesn't stretch more than normal. So that is, now we have the instrument of which to measure. Okay, that's it. That's the end of the easy halachas, guys. Now it's going to get very, very hard.
I thought that was hard.
Okay, now, higia legai. So let's say now, as you're measuring, you reach a valley or a crevice or something like that. All right, so the issue is, so the hard part is, now this is where the book would have really been good by giving us pictures over here. If any place to give the pictures, here would be the place.
Maybe like, couldn't figure it out either.
I spent a few hours on this, and I just can't wrap my head around.
Make your own pictures?
I can't figure out the scenarios. But anyway, so you're measuring along, and now all of a sudden there's a crevice, there's a drop. So now, im ha-yarachbo chamishim amo, if the width of the crevice is 50 amos or less, shiyochol lahavlio, that you're able to have this be contained within the bechevel, within the 50 ama rope, hamida of measurement, the mavlio, then you contain it within it. So I would imagine what he's saying is, so you can just toss the rope over, or something
one
like
guy
over.
Goes on the other side.
Or something like that. And you're going over it. Yeah. And that's the simple way. What's the issue? Would we have to go down? See, the question
is, have a lot more rope.
If you put a cross,
if you're going down and then up, right? That's using up a lot of space of the 50 amos.
Right.
Right? So you're losing a lot over there. So then initially they're saying, well, just toss it over or whatever, get a guy on the other side.
If it can span.
And if it could, right? Obviously, if it's more than that, you're not going to be able to do that. Yeah. That's going to be a problem. So that would be the first thing you can do. Okay.
Less than 4,000 cubits deep.
So now, for who? But that's provided a few conditions here. Shia ba'umko pochos me arbas alafim. It can't be, it has to be less than 4,000 amas
deep. 6,000 feet.
But that doesn't make any sense.
And the suggestion is, because remember, that's like a city that's made like a rainbow. That we said it can't be 4,000 feet from one end to the other. Remember at that halacha when you have a city that's like a rainbow?
Yeah.
So you can't have 4,000 amas for one. I don't know why, but if it's going to be like that, it means that it's like another city. Another. I don't know why. There's nothing there though. So
6,000 feet.
But that's, you know, that. But that is, has to be less than 4,000 amas. You know, that's.
You're not going to find too many places 6,000.
But even if it was less, like if it was like 3,000,
it's not going to apply very many situations.
That would be the end of your limit. Like you couldn't.
Well, no, you're just going right over anyway. You're going.
If you couldn't span it, then you'd be out of luck because that's
you're out of luck anyway. The 4,000 doesn't come into play unless you can span it.
No, you're not measuring it this way.
But you would have to if you couldn't span it.
Measuring it down.
But if you couldn't span it,
you're measuring it.
The Om Kol Pachas Ma'arel Ofen. It can't be. It has to be less than 4,000 amas deep.
Right.
6,000 feet.
You're measuring it straight across.
You're going straight across. Yeah, as long as the thing is not more than 4,000 amas deep, then you can span across. If it's more than 4,000 amas deep, I don't know what you do.
How does a person get in?
You know, don't ask me questions. I really don't know the answers.
Is there a bridge or something like that? They're walking across it?
Maybe they go around it. Maybe send a guy around it.
Yeah. Send another
guy. Send the guy around.
So you don't have to measure that around.
Because you're not going that way. You're going, remember,
you're going straight. Ahead.
You're going straight ahead. And when you get to the end, I mean, there's a lot of technical things they're not getting into. I know you're going to ask, you went straight ahead. Well, how do you know how far on that way? How do you know how far on that way? There's a lot of details that are just not mentioned, Paul, and you're not going to be very happy.
It says right here, rather than measure the length of the incline, the entire, well, I mean decline probably, the entire valley should be measured as a unit of 50 cubits or less.
Right, so fine, that's what we said.
Yeah.
That's what we said.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, it gets more difficult. Your pace. Now, Bamed Marmori, in which, what do we say that you're able to have this go with the 50 amas across, right? That's provided, Shoyachut HaMishkoles, that's the plumb line. And that's if you would drop a rote straight down, Yorid Kenegdo, it goes straight down. In other words, the crevice is going straight down. So you can't use that crevice. It's not livable territory. And then we don't have to worry about what's going down. Or, well, not only a cliff. Well, a cliff, but
yeah,
there's no way for a person. If that plumb line goes straight down, there's no way anybody can go down there.
Right.
And you can't even use it. Right?
Is that plumb line going to be more than 50 yamas?
It could be up to 4,000. It could be up to a little less than 4,000 amas, right? You have to measure how deep is the crevice, right? Assuming it's less than 4,000 amas and it's straight and not negotiable, she'ef shirli ishtamishbo. You're not able to make use of that crevice, so it's uninhabitable land. So then we can just go 50 across and forget about the rest of the deal.
They mean 90 degrees, or could it be?
It says straight. You're at Kenegdo.
Very close to 90.
I mean, or I guess anything close to that. What if it's 89 degrees?
How are you going to get across?
Right. Still, I mean, look at the opposite. Avol main chuda mishkolus yored Kenegdo. If it doesn't really go down, then einum avlio. You can't have that be incorporated by going 50 across, but rather now you're going to have to start going down. Now obviously if it's 89, you're still not going to be able to go down. I can't imagine it's precisely 89, and I don't know where the cutoff is, what becomes usable, what becomes traversable and what's not, but you can't. Elim kein hoya omko alpaima pachas mekein. Then you can't subsume that within the 50 unless it is a depth of 1,000 amas or less, 2,000 amas or less, and then you can still incorporate in the 50 more, and I do not know why. All right. Good gimel. Okay.
It's getting harder.
It still gets even harder.
Deeper.
Okay. Now, what if Hoya Gai Me'ukam? What if the valley now has a gradual descent? Mm-hmm. Okay. In other words, you can go down very nicely. Then Mikader. We approximate Va'ola and go up. Mekader v'yared, we approximate and go down. Now, how that approximation is done, that will be discussed in detail in Halacha Tezayin. Why do you have to approximate? Because it, again, you have to make it a straight measurement and not a down measurement. In other words, let's say here's the road, here's the field, here's the field, and now it's going down like this and down like that, right? And so now they want you to measure, but if you're measuring straight down, that's not an honest straight measurement. So you've got to make, somehow you're going across with that. Now, why we're going across with that and we're not, you know, so again, you'd have to be saying, well, if it's less than 50, what are we bothering with? Because we just throw the thing over. But I guess if you got something with a gradual descent going down, I guess that's for sure more than 50.
It's like this.
Anyway,
right?
It's for sure more than 50. To gradually go down, 50 is not very much. How much is 50?
This is 45 right here.
If 50 is only 75 feet, right? That's not far. 75 feet from one end of here to the other is almost 75 feet. So how low can we be? So it obviously it's gradual enough that you don't have the 50 foot thing. So now I got to measure what this is. But if I would just take the thing down and the thing up, that wouldn't be accurate because when it goes down, it's taking up more space as opposed to straight across. So therefore, they're going to teach you a way to measure in Halacha Tes Zayin that even though you're going down, it's still a straight measurement. And we call it an approximation because it's the best you can do, and it will have, Paul will certainly have qualms with the way they're going to do it because it's not perfect, and you'll see when we get to it. But so therefore it's called an approximation. Okay? Mikader v'ole, mikader v'yoret. You approximate going up, you approximate going down. Now, hoya gai rachav mechamishim she'eni yochla v'yo. See, now he's telling me if it's more than 50, can be mavliyah. See, I don't understand it. If that means before it was less than 50, so why am I just throwing the rope over?
Right,
yeah. So I don't understand. Lots of questions here. Anyway, if it's more than 50, holech lemakom shiochal avio, so go around, like go to the side, go to somewhere where you're able to have a straighter area, umavliya, and you incorporate that area. If it's sofa, kenegim nasa, and then you look opposite like that, v'chose, and go back. In other words, I assume he's saying like this. Let's say you have an area, lots of flat land, and now you're going like this, and whoa, here comes the deep thing. And it's more than 50. So he says, okay, just go around, measure over here, and then approximate back
that
there.
That doesn't have the incline. When you're going
the area over here that doesn't have incline. I guess that's the only thing that makes sense. And then v'chose, and then go back to this spot and measure that way.
Just continue on from.
Yeah. I mean, so why aren't we doing it in the other scenarios? So I really can't explain it to you. I really can't. You doubt. It's like the one, everything we learned, I was able to somehow figure it out. This is like all this Erevin stuff. You have to like really know this well. You doubt.
That's the part we're going to skip, isn't it?
You can see this is what we'll be doing the whole time, right? Okay.
But they do say in the commentary to refer to Rabbam's commentary in Erevin.
Okay, so we're not doing it yet. Okay, you doubt. Higia lakosa. What if you get to a wall? Right? So what are you going to do? So ain omrim yikoves akosa. We don't say to measure it through this measurement as we said before, this approximation. We don't that. And let's say when the wall is very straight, you're not able to make use of the wall. You can't climb on the wall. Again, not clear what's going on in that scenario either. So anyway, you get to such a wall. Ella omed rachba v'holechlo. You estimate what the width is. I guess the wall is not a very straight wall. It's a crooked wall. Again, I'm not sure exactly how you're estimating. Like, is the wall in your way? Is it taking up space? Again, it's not clear.
It looks like it's just taking up the space of the thickness of the wall.
Yeah, so, and it's a crooked wall, and so you're gonna have to guesstimate how that wall is. Now, and I guess you can't use the top of the wall either. So, and you can't use the top of the wall, so it's a wall you can't make any use of. It's hard to measure what the top of the wall is. If you're able to make use of the wall, I guess the incline isn't so sharp, so you could climb up to the wall. The mode of the medida yava, then you're able to measure it properly. Again, how are you measuring it properly? Measure it like straight land, they say. How are you measuring like straight land?
Oh, where is it?
That's what he says.
You put poles, you require to erect poles extending above the wall and measure from them.
I don't understand that either.
The pole, you just take it up the side and then somehow measure. Put a rope on it and measure the other side. I don't know.
That's right. I don't know.
Bring it towards the middle of the wall.
All right. I'm just going through this and I'm admitting I don't really understand it. What if the plumb line goes straight down again? Something you can't make use. Modeid rachbo medida yafa. Measure the width of this, a good measurement. Again, how? I don't know. Next. Tesvav. Higi alahar. You get to a mountain. Now we're going the other direction now. Get a mountain. Now again, this doesn't, I don't understand it. If the rate of the incline is 10 amas high for 5 amas across, it's a 1 to 2 ratio of incline, which is an incline that can be managed. then mavlio, you can exclude, you can include that in the 50 amas. Again, so my camera says you include the incline, and you only measure it at the bottom. In other words, you just measure it straight at the bottom. You know, in other words, you go next to it, I guess, and just measure straight across. I mean, that's what my commentary says.
And up.
You mean,
well,
the base?
You wouldn't be measuring up because we're going to have another way to measure the incline. The incline, we know, is not the accurate measurement. The incline is not the accurate measurement. But you can't be measuring it that way. So what does your English say on that?
By erecting a pole equivalent to the height of the mountain on either side. Oh, yeah, good luck. You can find a pole that high.
So I don't understand. So where are you putting the two poles? Is a pole in front of the mountain, a pole after the mountain?
Sounds like.
Okay. What if it's so steep it goes up 10 but only with 4 across? So that already you can't measure, you can't walk that. So om dovahalchi, you make an estimation and you just go on. Vimeni yochalav leo. And if you're not able to incorporate within the 50 amas, kagon, for example, shayarachba yosar mechamishim, it's wider than 50 amas, so you can't use this simple tool. Then makadro matmat, again, we do this estimation, which we'll discuss in a minute. Vizeu shamur makadro matmat. This is what Gomer means when it says measure by approximations in mountains. Okay, tezain, at least I can explain and understand it to you. Tezain is discussing where we do, where we are measuring at an incline, what's the proper way to measure with an incline? Kate said, Makadrin, how do you measure an incline? Beharim of Ageos, She'enim Yochel Avliyam. Let's say it's a mountain and a valley that is not, cannot be included in the 50, right? You have to go more than 50. If you have 50, you measure it with 50. That's easy. But if it's more than 50, then what are you going to do with the rope? So this is the method that was mentioned again in Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and was referenced before in Tezvav, and now in Tezayin. And this is the method how to measure the straight, the length of a mountain of, or a crevice. So what happened?
Is this where you have to include the slope?
Yes. How do you measure a slope that's more than 50 amas? Right.
If it's 50,
you can't span it, so you have to.
Right. So how are you going to measure it? This at least I can understand. It says ochzim shnayim chevos arbamas. The measuring instrument is a 4 amas rope. Two guys hold the ends of this 4 amas rope. Heelyon, so the guy who's higher up on the mountain or on the crevice, ochis ksoso mikeneged margalosov. He holds the rope at the bottom of his feet. Vatachton, the guy who's below, ochis bakatsa sheni keneged liba. He holds the other half across from his heart. So it comes out, it's a straight line. Is it going to be perfectly straight? Depends on the height of the guys. Depends on the rate of the incline over the 4 amas. So that's why it's an approximation. It can't be precise.
But they aim to get it straight.
You're trying to. You
can hold it in different levels.
Yeah, so that they try to make it as straight as possible. So now they've got 4 amas. That's a straight ama across. So what do you do after that? V'chozer elyos, and the guy who was on the top, let's say we're going down, lama b'komatatlan, now he walks over to the guy who's below, v'atachlan, the guy who was below, yoridu marach menu mirasachelo. Now the other guy goes down another 4 amas away, and they do the same thing. This time the guy on top has it by his feet, and the guy on the bottom has it by his chest. They keep changing which one takes the other place and changes the place of the rope. So it's always a straight rope all the way across.
And you keep
encountering. You keep rolling on that way until you have measured the entire valley, the entire mountain. Okay? So that's the end of that halacha. Now, let's say the guy who's measuring, he wants to lavliya horagai, he wants to include it in the 50 amis, and let's say for whatever reason he can't go over the mountain. For whatever reason, it's less than 50, but he can't go over. So he's going to go to the side. He's going to the side. But he can't do too far to the side. Don't go, even if there's a weekday measurement, don't go in an area as you're measuring, you know, comparing to that, that spot will be outside of the Tchum Shabbos later. Why? Because people are going to be watching the workers. People are going to think wherever they are must be the Tchum Shabbos. So you're also over and people will be passing by and watching the surveyors. People are going to say, oh, Midas Tchum and Balakon. I see the Tchum is even over here because these guys are measuring over here. Must be part of the Tchum. Okay. Could be it's a very long, what's a huge crevice. It's a wide crevice.
Yeah.
In one way. Across, it's less than 50. But wide, it's very wide. So what are they going to do? They're going to go all the way to the end. And let's say that crevice goes outside the Tchum. So they're going to tell you, you can't walk outside the Tchum, because then they're going to think that's where the Tchum is.
But that makes sense, because the person couldn't cross the crevice anyway without going outside the Tchum on Shabbos.
Well, or unless there's, if he's a good pole vaulter. I don't know. You're right. It's a good point. Okay, onward. Okay, the next three halachas are easy. Okay? Yud Zayin. Now, who are the people that are believed for the measurements they make when they survey the land? Ein somchen ela al medidas oda mumcha. We only trust, we only rely on an expert surveyor. And we're not talking about necessarily the guy is a tzaddik, mumcha meaning the expert in Hilchas Ervin. We're talking about an expert in engineering and surveying. He has a degree from, I don't know what university they produce these guys, whatever. But a guy who really knows his surveying ideas. Shu yodea mida sakarki. He knows how to measure land. So now, let's say we have traditional boundaries for 100 years. Everyone knows this is the tchum. Then they said, you know, it's been a long time. We should get it resurveyed. So now an expert comes and he measures. What if his measurement gives you a couple more feet than the old tchum? Right? Or let's say he measures less. He makes the tchum a few feet smaller. We'll listen to him when, if he makes the tchum larger, but not if he will make it smaller.
Oh, I thought they're going to go the other way.
Right? Mm. Because the fact that the rabbis allow it to change, they only allow it to be lenient and not to be strict.
It's funny, okay. I was sure
now this is only when we already had a previously measured one, with experts. What if the old measurement wasn't with experts? Then what the new expert does, we go with either way. Less or more. We're speaking a case where you already had experts 150 years ago. Whatever. We remember. But now we got another expert's checking. And now the expert's checking. He says, you know, it's a little bit longer. It's okay. Since it's through Rabbanan, we'll be lenient. But if the guy wants to be strict, that we're not going to make him strict to make less space. Now, where am I? Let's say two experts come and measure, and they have a dispute. Right? Echad riba vechad mea. One guy says a little more, one guy says a little less. Shemil Lamarber, listen to the guy who says it's a little bit more, because we'll assume that the other guy is mistaken, because again, it's rabbinic, we want to be lenient. Ubalvat, however, there's a so far we can be lenient. What if it's a huge discrepancy? Really huge. So we'll see. So as long, we'll still listen to the lenient guy, as long as what? As long as he doesn't increase it more than what the vertical increase will be, which will be explained in Halacha Yudches. Ketzad, explain to us, what do we mean that, in other words, a large discrepancy is accepted, but up to a point, which will be all explained in Yudches. Okay, yeah.
One question on this. Why in this case, all of a sudden, where in many cases we don't in Jewish Halacha, we trust a goy here?
I'm not up to that yet. I know you're looking ahead in your test.
No, I never looked at anything.
So how did you assume we're trusting our guy?
He said any expert, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean that when I didn't mean to say a goy for that aspect. We're talking about Jews. Yeah, I should have been clear.
Okay.
I should have said any Jew. Okay, yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
Well, for that matter, a Shomer Shabbos.
We'll see. There's something a goy is believed in, but not this.
Yes, a Shomer Mitzvah Jew.
Yeah, it's got it. I should have said it's a Shomer Mitzvah Jew, because a goy couldn't care less. I mean, it's a Jew who understands it's an important thing. It's not, you know, I'm off a few feet, what do I care? A Shomer Mitzvah,
right.
For sure. But he has to be an expert. Okay, so what does it mean when two guys measure, the other guy can be off, giving you more space a lot, but not to the point of a diagonal. Kate said, let's have explain what that means. The Eishiyarba, let's say with a case where the guy increases it. Zed, this guy. Nomar, we could say, why is the other guy saying it so much less? We could say, Sheba Rishon Mikaren Alachson Shanir Modad Alpaim. Maybe the other guy, he measured it in a diagonal way from the set city. He measured 2,000 amas, but not straight out. Let's say like this. Let's say this is the city, yeah? So, and each guy's going a straight line. This is the city. Well, one guy could have measured Azoi. And the other guy could have measured Azoi.
Different angles.
He went straight, but he went crooked. He thinks he was going straight, but he went crooked. So now, obviously, there's a certain amount we can assume there's going to be a discrepancy when one is going straight and one is not going straight. So that's a percentage. Okay. Now don't, I know the accountants are going to be unhappy with the numbers and I'm not going to bother with it. He says, Ulafika, and since the other guy went at an angle, he's going to give a smaller number. Ulafika, me'at mi'eit midaso. The amount of the tchum will be less. His side of the tchum between the other guy and the city is going to be much less than 2,000. But the other guy, he really did 2,000 properly. So that's going to be a major discrepancy. So what is that number? So we say, we don't assume that the first guy made a mistake larger than that. In which the most mistake could be that he went at a diagonal instead of straight. We're not going to say the guy went like this. That's more than a diagonal already. Diagonal, I guess, you know, a 45 degree diagonal, I'm assuming. So therefore, how much can the mistake be? If the first guy has more than the other guy, or the last guy has more than the first guy, even if it's approximately 580 amas more, well, still, it's exactly 572, the commentators say. Shomen lo, we listen to them. In other words, the difference being, if the first guy goes straight, it's 2,000 amas. If the guy's at a diagonal, a 45 degree diagonal, it would be 1,422 amas. So therefore, it's up to 572, give or take, discrepancy, they'll be equal. I don't know how the fraction works. It's supposed to be 2/5, and I don't see how 2/5 work. The other way, we said 2,2800. Remember, we said a diagonal is that way. Yeah. This is a minimal diagonal. Diagonal going less. So I don't know how the math works out, but that's how the commentators explain. So you're up to, and it's just, the first guy says, well, the guy could have gone, the guy goes this way, the other guy goes way further. He said, what's going on? He's going 500 amas longer. He says, how could it be? Could be the other guy went to a diagonal. More than 572 amas off. That means the second guy's got to be off too, because the first guy can't be worse off than a diagonal.
Yeah.
So that's the, so. In other words, we leave a lot of discrepancy, but up to a point where the percentages work out. Last halacha, yutes afilu eved afilu shifcha. Even a servant, even a maid servant, are believed. And what are they believed? Normally, they're not believed for testimony, but here, since it's rabbinic, we believe them. What do we believe them for? Nemanim lama, they can say the following. We don't believe in their measurement because we can't rely on them. But they can't say, Ad kan tchum haShabbos. I remember when I was younger, I saw Jews walking here and they all stopped up to this point. So he's just telling us, he remembers that Jews walked, I remember right to this little, to this rock. They all stopped over here. And that's the testimony that he gives. And we will believe that. And more than that, what about an adult? Is an adult believed in a court of law to say, when I was 12 years old, I saw a murder? He's 21 years old now, and it took 9 years for us to crack a murder case. He says, I remember when I was 12, I saw this and that. Will he believe to testify? The answer is no.
Then, so
the answer is no, because when he saw it, he was a kid.
Right.
Yeah. So now, what if an adult says, I remember when I was a kid that people went this far for the tchum?
Seems not.
So this will be lenient. V'neman ha-godol omer, an adult is believed to say, Zohur ha-nisha ad kana yinu boim b'shabes k'shisi koton. I remember this is how far we went when I was a kid. And only in this kind of testimony we'll believe and in nothing else, because it's rabbinic and we want to be lenient. Because the rabbis didn't want to make things so stringent, Elohim wanted to make lenient. Why? Since the rabbinic number of 2,000 is only rabbinic to begin with, therefore we are lenient.
But Rabbi, couldn't that be too stringent of you? Because if the city's grown since then the tchum would extend further than what he remembers as a kid.
Well, I guess we're saying when it didn't grow. You have to assume it didn't grow.
You could have all kinds of...
For whatever reason, let's say the markers fell off, they're trying to figure out how much is the thing. So I remember we went this far as a kid. I remember it was...
What I'm saying is it could be a lot further than that.
If it's more, they would have to adjust
it. Usually
it
would be more.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it would be more, not less.
The city would have grown.
But I guess we're assuming case where it didn't grow. If it grew, then there's something to talk about.
Some places get smaller people.
Okay, tomorrow we move into a whole new and a much easier area. Kiddush, Havdalah, all the user-friendly subjects. Okay, we'll start the Gemara class in a minute.